We've got a little bit of time left, and we've prepared a mock your conscience for you guys. So I'm sure we'll have some questions there. Cameron is going to narrate for us. Shane's going to play chair. Linus is going to be our motion maker. Tom and Francine are going to be. Yes, Tom. Sorry.
Yeah,
Yes, honey.
I just want to say one more thing in agreement with what Cameron said. We must remember that this inverted service triangle, the top of it is where the direction comes from, the group conscience. And you know why that is? That is the most important unit in the whole of CA is the group, because they are sending the message to the newcomer. So if you see anyone at area telling you what to do to get help from them, you should remember to tell them that who is serving who here. The groups are there. And everything below that is to help the groups share the message. So if you have somebody saying that you need to get this in 6 weeks before you can get an answer on the area meeting or something, call them out for their bullshit. They are there to help you, not the other way around. Thank you.
Thank you, Tom. Thank you, Cameron. Make sure we don't have any other questions. Any other quick questions about this before we move on to our mock group conscience? Okay, we're going to move on to the mock group conscience. We hope you guys enjoy this bit. Okay, you guys have your bits, Cameron? You're our narrator.
Yep, I got it. So, all right. So, Robert's Rules of Order. And the World Service Manual gives a very brief but succinct synopsis of the various Robert's Rules of Order is a big book. And there's, you almost need to be a lawyer to know all of it. But for the level that we play at the area level and the world level, there are a number of motions that are commonly used. And it gives a really apt description and application of that. And you should check it out. It's a very short read in the World Service Manual. Today's workshop is to illustrate in a simple way how these motions come into play. So we all get to play here in terms of the motion that we're going to bring up and how we work it out. So when the motion maker spoke to, am I on the right spot here? Sorry, I'm reading in the middle of things here. Oh my God. Okay. All right, narrator. This presentation is designed to give CA members a general understanding of how Parliament procedure can be used at the group, district, and area and world conference level of services. The World Service Conference uses Robert's rules with some modifications. You can see an abridged version of Robert's rules and their modifications in your World Service Manual. Man, I'm amazed. I already said all that. We have created a series of mock motions to illustrate parliamentary procedure. The presentation won't cover every aspect of parliament procedure that you may encounter, but it should illustrate most of the more common ones. Gee, I should have just read the instructions off the top here. Motions typically take place either in old business or new business. Those of you who've been to area have certainly seen that play in the section of the agenda. For purposes of this play, we assume all the players can make motions. So we're going to go to the motion maker. Do I cover this, or who covers this, Sophie?
I will cover it, Cameron.
Perfect. Thank you.
Yeah, so
Question, have we assigned the roles for this role play?
Yeah, Cameron's your narrator.
Yeah, I'm
Linus
the
is our
narrator, and yeah, the
and Shane is our chair. And Tom, you're member one, and I'm
Okay.
member two needed.
And we have also member and member three, so we need two more.
Oh, okay. We need any volunteers here to be another member?
I
Okay,
was
Mick, you're
reading
gonna be.
something.
Pardon me, honey. Oh, Francine, right. I'm sorry. You're our member one. You're our
Yeah.
member one, right, honey? And
Yeah.
then, okay, I'll be number two. And Mick, you'll be number three. I'll send you the script.
Perfect.
And I will be just a member then.
Yes, and that's you, Tom. Sorry.
Awesome. Thank you.
And technically, Tom's interruption in these procedures should have been a point of information.
Correct.
All right, motion maker, you're up.
By the way, should we screen share this so everyone can follow it, or should we just read it?
No, I think screen sharing should be all right. Who do you want me to screen share it?
Thank you.
Okay, just give me a moment here, folks. Which one is it? Good question.
It's the one from the chat.
Oh no, I'm just looking at my my screen here. Here we go. Okay, there we go. Okay, and let me make it a little larger here for you. Okay, so we're at the motion maker. Everyone see that, right?
All right. Oh, what happened there? Forget it. I bring my script up. Okay, I, as a convention hospitality committee member, move that when area's business runs over into the lunch hour, that it adopt an official pizza lunch to be effective immediately.
Second.
Yes, it's moved and seconded that when an area's business runs over into lunch hour, that it adopt an official pizza lunch to be effective immediately.
So at this point, the participating members raise their hands to be recognized. In order for anything to be considered by the service committee, it must be first entered in the form of a motion. A motion must be seconded before it can be debated or voted upon. This particular motion is called a main motion because there are no previous pending motions. The chairperson has called those members who've asked to be recognized by raising their hands. Once recognized, they may proceed to speak in order in which they were recognized. The motion that the maker presented is stated simply and directly without any of the arguments that they might use to support or argue for their motion. Before debate, the chair will first ask the maker of the motion if they wish to speak to the motion. If the maker does not speak, then the first in line will start when given the go-ahead by the chairperson. Chair?
Would the motion maker, Linus, like to speak to the motion?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I speak in favor of the motion. The committee has worked long and hard to create an environment that is business-like but fun. We have taken into consideration the opinions of many individuals that work in the various levels of CA service, and this is a result of that dialogue and the group conscience taken by the hospitality committee. I urge you to vote in favor of this motion.
Point of order.
Please state your point of order.
Mr. Chair, I believe this motion is out of order as we can't make a decision that requires distribution of area funds without GSRs having time to bring this matter back to their groups for discussion.
Thank you. No, all of the requirements have been met by this motion. The Area Service Committee and attending GSRs have been given responsibility to disperse monies on behalf of the groups that serve the area as a whole. Furthermore, Concept 3, the right of decision, also give GSRs the responsibility to make decisions as business arise at area.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, when the motion maker spoke to this motion, they stated their position in the very beginning in a clear and concise manner. When the point of order was called out, the person making the point of order did not wait to be recognized, since points of orders must be raised immediately prior to any other business. That is exactly how a point of order must be raised.
Member is recognized and has the floor.
I have a point of information.
Very well. What is your question?
Yes, Mr. Chairman, thank you. Isn't the Area Service Committee obligated to follow the selections of the Hospitality Committee when picking a vendor to purchase the pizza from?
Would the motion maker care to answer?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. No, the Area Service Committee can select any contractor if it has a basis for making that decision, and that this motion considers the Area Service Committee as part of the process in making those selections.
So you will notice that the point of information is a question asked of or through the chair by a member who has been recognized, not a new piece of information shouted out from the floor. You must be recognized by the chair to answer your question. If you shout point of information out from the floor, you will be taunted by the chair. Point of information are taken in order as the individual is recognized during the debate. The chair will either answer the question or call upon another to provide the answer. Only one question may be asked, however. Since the point of information is not debate, asking a question does not stop the member for also being recognized for debate later on the same motion. Persons wishing to debate twice on a motion must wait until no one else wishes to debate a first time. Closing debate stops both debate and question.
I have a friendly amendment to offer. I would like to make pepperoni the official topping of this area.
A friendly amendment is an amendment without a formal motion offered by the member when a small correction or change appears necessary. A friendly amendment must be accepted by unanimous consent of the voting members present. It does not matter if the maker of the motion accepts it or not. It must be accepted by the Area Service Committee as a whole. Once the chair has read the motion into the record, it belongs to the area as a whole, not the original maker of the motion. Note that the member was clear about how they wanted the item to be changed and prepared when he spoke.
Are there any objections to the friendly amendment? If none, it is accepted. If even one member raises a hand in objection, it fails.
I move to amend the motion to insert, quote, and pepperoni be the official topping, end quote, after, quote, the area committee adopt a monthly official pizza lunch.
Second.
Are there any objections to this friendly amendment?
So if no objections is given, it is accepted. If even one member raises a hand in objection, it fails.
It has been moved and seconded to amend the motion on the floor to read as follows. When area's business runs over into lunch hour, that it adopt an official pizza lunch and pepperoni be the official topping to be effective immediately. Is there any debate?
I would like to offer a friendly amendment that and pineapple be added after the pepperoni.
Second.
Are there any objections from the floor to adding and pineapple after pepperoni? Seeing none, the motion now reads, when area's business runs over into lunch hour, that adopt an official pizza lunch and that pepperoni and pineapple be the official topping to be effective immediately.
I speak in favor of this motion to amend. I love pepperoni. It makes me happy to eat it. And it's so good for you, too. All we know, everyone loves pineapple, right? It's the best one.
Is there any further debate?
Mr. Chair, I would like to make a friendly amendment to also order hot wings as part of the pizza lunch.
Thank you, but I'm going to rule that out of order as it would be an amendment to an amendment that has already been amended. As you may be aware, as per Robert's Rules of Order, no motion may be more than two amendments to it. Any such motion regarding chicken wings would have to be a separate motion following the completion of the present motion on the floor. Hearing no further debate, please prepare yourself to vote on the motion to amend the main motion to insert. And pepperoni and pineapple be the official topping after the area adopt a monthly official pizza.
Yay.
Yay. All right. All those in favor, please raise your hands. Thank you. You may lower your hands. All opposed. The ayes clearly have it. The motion on the floor now reads, when area's business runs over into lunch hour, that it adopt an official pizza lunch and pepperoni and pineapple be the official topping to be effective immediately. Any further debate on the main motion as amended?
Thank you. All right. So if the debate continues, whereby it seems that there are no new points being made, a member who has the floor can call the question. A motion to close debate or vote immediately on the main question requires a second. It is not debatable and requires a two-thirds majority to pass. Note, with a call to question, there must be others in line to debate after the person making the call to question, or it is out of order.
I motion that the area provides coffee and cinnamon buns if we run over office hours in session.
I will call that out of order as we have a main motion going.
The business meeting process one main motion at a time. The main motion at hand can be expedited in several ways: by voting, by objection to consideration, by postponing indefinitely, or by referring to a committee. Any one of these needs to happen before a new main motion can be presented.
Please prepare yourself to vote on the main motion when area's business run over into lunch, that it adopt an official pizza lunch, and pepperoni and pineapple will be the official topping to be effective immediately. All those in favor, please raise your hands. Thank you. Please lower your hands. All those opposed? It appears that the ayes have a majority and the motion passes.
So instead of relying upon a friendly amendment, the proposed changes to the main motion are in the form of a motion to amend. This motion is debatable and it's voted upon before considering the main motion. The chairperson must read the motion as amended if the amendment is passed. In addition, the chairperson must always read the motion prior to taking a vote. Besides points of order, there are several other times when a member may call out from the floor without being recognized. One of these is a parliamentary inquiry, where a member needs to know the proper procedure for an urgent matter. Another is to appeal the decision of the chair. Such decisions must be appealed immediately. Another is to call for the orders of the day, which is a request to the chair to follow the agenda.
Is there anything further that the committee
raises?
Yes. Member three.
Raises their hand in recognized by the chair.
Yes, go ahead, member three.
I'd like to make fifth concept statements.
Okay, now, why do we have fifth concept statements? A fifth concept statement must be made before the next item of business. Note, the chair may allow the fifth concept statement to be heard at any point during the same business meeting.
Did you vote on the losing side?
Yes.
Okay, please make your statement.
I speak against the motion I submitted. While I believe that the committee has worked very hard on this, I am not sure that we have considered everything about this.
Member raises hand.
Go ahead, member one.
Thank you. I move to reconsider the previous motion. I voted with the prevailing side.
Second.
A motion to reconsider has been made and seconded. Is there any debate on this motion?
I've had second thoughts about our voting on the motion without sufficient debate on whether to include it in the manual or not. I believe we are doing ourselves and the fellowship a disservice if we do not consider all possibilities for our action here today.
I speak against the motion to reconsider. I believe that the issue was clear at the outset and the limited debate did not indicate lack of participation, but a good understanding of the issue. I don't think that additional debate on the motion would resolve the minority's problem with the motion or change the minds of any significant number of the majority.
I speak against the motion to reconsider. My argument has already been made. Thank you.
Now, please note, having already heard the points he wanted to bring up, simply stated his position and took a seat. This is the very effective way to make proper use of valuable conference floor time or area or group floor time. Hearing repetitive debate is not the best way to get your point across.
There being no further debate, prepare yourselves to vote. All in favor of the motion to reconsider the previous motion, raise your hands. Thank you. Please lower your hands. All oppose. The motion clearly fails. Let's move on to the balance of our committee reports.
So to finish off our presentation, use the procedure that can be confusing when first faced on the conference floor. A motion to reconsider a previous motion may only be made by a member that voted with the prevailing side when the motion was first voted upon. Both passed and failed motions may be reconsidered. Any member may second regardless of their previous vote. Since the original motion was debatable, the motion to reconsider was also debatable. Notice that both members debated the reasons for and against the motion to reconsider, not the original motion. As a member arguing a motion not on the floor, such as the original motion here, would be ruled out of order. If the motion to reconsider had passed, the original motion would have returned to the floor with debate and an amendment again in order. Anyone may discuss motions with the permission of the chairperson, but may only make motions if they have a vote during that session, except on behalf of their committee. This concludes our dramatization. We hope that you have a clear understanding of how Robert's Rules of Order will work at the group, district, area, or world service level of service. Well done, everyone.
Thank you guys so much for that. I have a question, and apparently this, I apparently thought wrong. About a friendly amendment, if I can ask this question, Sophie Addict. I thought the motion maker had to accept the friendly amendment, but from what we just did there, it looked like the floor had to accept it.
So, yeah. That's been a common misconception in our own area here in Southern Ontario. Used to do that for years, for over a decade, would allow the motion maker to accept or reject the friendly amendment. But Robert's Rules of Order is very clear. The motion does not belong. Once the motion has been seconded, it's no longer the motion maker's motion. It belongs to the floor. And that's why it's debatable.
Thank you so much, Cameron. Susan?
I couldn't help but notice that some of the speakers were not recognized by the chair to speak in the script. Also, I think this can be really confusing for new GSRs or people at the group level. A lot of this discussion is really what happens at conference. And at conference, there is a parliamentarian, an official parliamentarian, and a chair. And at the group level, that doesn't really happen. Also, it might be off-putting to be so stringent in following Robert's Rules of Order at the group level. They all have a time and a place. I'm not sure that this presentation, this is just my opinion, I'm not sure that this presentation really reflected best practices at the group level, because people new to service are not going to stay if they are required to follow rules. Group service becomes a teaching experience, a teaching and a learning experience. I think to force rules upon people without having them understand exactly why. I mean, the World Service Manual has a format for a business meeting at the group level. So, that is something that anyone can access at ca.org. And if you are interested in how to conduct group business, I would suggest that you go there and get the information for yourself. But thank you. That was, I remember on the conference floor, the mock motion used to be about the flavor of ice cream. So it'll be interesting to find out how they present that at the delegate workshop this year.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Susan, right. You're absolutely right. A lot of groups are not this formal, right? We want people to engage in the business meetings at their groups to then hopefully learn and engage at the business meetings at the districts and areas, which are a little bit more formal. She's right. All this formality is usually at conference, but it's good to know this. Right, right. Why not learn this while we're at it? Tom, come on in, honey.
Thank you, Sophie. I was just going to clarify one thing for those who doesn't know this. The fifth concept statement is based on our fifth concept that always ensures that the voice of the minority should always be heard. And that is not only important at the conference floor and stuff. It's really important, for instance, for a district service representative, DSR. Because if something was voted in the district and there was a significant opposition there, it is really important for the DSR when it goes to area to explain that we voted for this, but we had major opposition and the reason was this and that. So that the opposition, the minority's voice, will be heard even at area. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Tom. Cameron?
So just a couple of points. One is, it's not that complicated to learn how to make a motion, how to speak to your motion, offer a friendly amendment, know the rules, you know, the procedures. If you don't like the word rules, let's talk about, although Robert's rules of order is in the title of it. There are certain rules of procedure, but what we presented wasn't that really complicated. And maybe in the future, we could restate this mock procedure at a group level around a group issue to make it even more contextual for the GSRs present. The other thing I want to say is, you know, it's very prevalent in AA, and it's becoming a little more prevalent in CA. And this is, again, why I started the group CAServiceSponsorship.org and built the website, which is a resource for all of you. Anything to do with CA service, you'll find articles and information there to help you address that. And that's the role of the service sponsor. Now, I've had a service sponsor for decades, and I've been a service sponsor to many members. I think that in addition to educating our prospects on recovery through the 12 steps, the next step after that is to introduce them to the 12 traditions and be a service sponsor, because the more effective we are at the group level, that's going to do nothing but make the district or area level that much more efficient, that much more effective. And then that creates better trusted servants who go to world as delegates, and everything kind of comes together. But it all starts at the group level. It all really starts with the sponsor, both on recovery and in service. And like I say, the service sponsorship website, there's all kinds of information on traditions, concepts, Robert's rules, why we do this, that, service manuals, you name it, it's there. And anyone here is free to reach out to me as a delegate. If you wish to know more or learn more or apply more, I'm more than pleased to put the time aside to do that. Thanks, Sophie.
Thank you, Cameron. We'll make sure that the delegates and the alternate delegates here put their numbers in the chat. And please feel free to reach out to Cameron or any of us at any time. That's what we're here for. Does anybody have, we wrap that up kind of quickly. Does anybody have any questions about that or any of it? Any questions on service, traditions, GSR roles? We're here to answer your questions so you can be better trusted servants. Ron?
Yes, I would just like to say that my experience now, for example, with one of the meetings, well, with the meeting that I'm GC chair at right now, is that it's a newcomer-focused meeting, obviously. It's a newcomer-focused meeting, and they don't have no clue about Robert's rule. Okay, no clue. I try to give an informed precursor to the GC, where I post, for example, an excerpt of the Robert's rules, which we're gonna have one tomorrow, right? So I'm gonna post the Robert's rules. I'm gonna post also the minutes of the last GC, so they have can, you know, read it and all that stuff, you know, all the good stuff, right? I'm going to try to do that. If they read it is the next thing. Okay, so they will come in. So for me, to be very honest, what in my experience now, a couple of basic points of Robert's rules is absolutely, in most of cases, sufficient, right? Like motion to call for a vote, obviously, motion to table, motion to postpone indefinite, or whatever what that case may be. Those things are more clear and they can be explained also on the fly. I would like to have that script that you guys just did, if I can't have it. Is that possible? Should I post my number in the chat, or could you post it in the chat so I can just download it, whatever?
I got you, Rob. You can get it.
I've been trying to.
Okay, awesome. Can you
put it in the chat? I've been trying to paste it in the chat, and it won't let me for whatever reason.
Tom has my number. You can send it to me, too. That's cool. I mean, or for the other members as well here. Yes.
Right.
Thank you.
Thank you for being here and participating with us, Ron. But I think you're right. When it comes to the group, the most important, as I understand it, I could be wrong. As I understand, we get together at a group conscience. We're focusing on dealing with the group's business, right? So it really is just about making a place for as informal as possible or as formal as possible, whatever people are comfortable with, whatever the group's comfortable with, to make motions to, you know, decide, make decisions about our money and our formats and how we're going to do our business with getting the meeting done. So however the group comes together and makes those decisions, as long as they come together and make those decisions, I think that's all that matters. Anyone else? Cameron, Tom, Shane, do you guys have any last words, comments? Susan, even? I know you have a lot of experience with all of this. Anybody?
I'm just going to make one last comment on the SR14, because I know I'm still digesting it, as I mentioned in the chat. There's over 23 documents in this SR14, and when it was presented to the delegates on June 3rd, it was uploaded June 30th. Our business meeting took a few days after that, so there was really not much any time to present at all. So at some point, the delegates will come up with a date for us to, as GSRs, to come together and understand what's going on at conference this year. And we will be presenting in our delegate report, as delegates, a summation of what the SR14 entails, and subsequently a date for us to get together and further discuss so that our groups are informed as to what's going on.
Thank you, Cameron. Susan?
I'd just like to thank the OSA delegates for putting on this workshop. Service is always a learning experience. And it's important to have those who understand the process to disseminate that information in a digestible way to people who are new to service. And it can appear daunting. Don't be afraid of it. Don't be afraid to have an open mind, even about service, about why Robert's Rules of Order really do work. And I just again wanna thank the delegates and alternate delegates of the OSA for doing that. Love you all.
Thank you guys so much. Let's see. Tom, come on in, honey.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Susan, and thank you for everything that you have taught me through the years. And I would like to thank everybody who's coming here and showing an interest to do service. I really appreciate it. I am on my last year as a delegate. I'm rotating off. And, you know, that is to leave room for you guys. Come and do the service. And just like Susan, I will be here if you have any questions. I will happily share my experience with you. I'm very grateful for all of you. Thank you.
Oh, thank you so much, Tom. Thank you, Cameron. Thank you, Shane. Thank you, Linus and Francine and Mick and everybody that showed up here and participated in this.